You're listening to the show about ram's horns and human teeth. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen. And stealing is bad.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I was just thinking today how if our house was a Catholic church, it would be called Our Lady of the Perpetual Cat Vomit. That's just what we have on floors. If it's not one floor, then you walk into a different room and there's more. Right after you clean up the first floor.
Oh, God.
Jericho has her favorite spots to go. Aww. And it's never on linoleum or anything that I can.
Of course not. No. No.
Hooray. Oh,
I know.
God.
Hooray for cats and children and ponies.
Yeah, and ponies.
Hi, everybody.
Ponies, comma, my little.
Friendship. Magic is. I just rearranged those words. That didn't make any sense. It's because she was trying to do it. She made sense. And then I'm like, yep. I started. There were only three words to work with.
You love Yoda.
And I messed it up.
What do I do? This?
There it is.
The other one.
Okay. Oh, you want some, what is it, Reveille? I still have
no,
that on
No, I don't
here.
Actually. I always thought that was weird. I'm uninspired. Uninspired!
Oh, no!
Re-inspired!
Yay!
Something about that music. Ree just got it right. I'm assuming he was responsible. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, the group headed downriver, down the Bear Toggle River, where the mood was very introspective. Eventually, they reached a nice sandy beach to stop and rest at the end of the day. A fire was started. Gwen used her lockpick attachment on her Swiss Army claw to open the chest that Bathwick totally stole from a super bad guy, so it's okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
Inside was a big diamond, which was given to Rafina, a bunch of money, which was distributed amongst the group, and an apparently magical box with a piece of paper inside with three words, ding, dang, and dong, which I think Gwen kept, but I'm not sure about that one. Okay, cool. Morning arrived, and so did the umlauts. Does anyone remember what they looked like?
They have lion heads and ram horns. And they're small.
And tiny bodies.
And tiny bodies.
Tiny bodies. That's right. Very good.
Is there anything
A plus.
Else? Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, A plus. Woo!
Yeah. You guys got
Does
A pluses.
Anyone remember their accent? Or their way of speech?
I cannot do it, but I know what it is. It's the sound you make.
Oh. I can't. That's it.
That's so great.
They requested? Did I say that right? Yeah. No, I'm not going to say
it
right.
Now you can't.
I think it's because I thought the W in request should have been an R, but it's not. But that's like a mess up that I do sometimes.
Thank you for justifying that to us.
Requested is what my brain thought it should have been. Requested.
I'm sorry, you really did give me the diamond?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you were like, Bathwack, can't you use this? And he was like, no, you can use it better than I can.
Yeah.
Because your spell can resuscitate people who've been dead longer.
Mm-hmm. So I need to
and
add
then you
that.
Threw it in the river.
I didn't really, but I did.
Yeah, you put a toothpick in a tree, though, so we can find it.
That's right, guys. Okay, please proceed.
All right, I will. The umlauts requested help with their summer stew, and they used a special leaf to aid in the communication efforts.
The Gary leaf.
The Gary leaf.
And I was thinking about it. It's probably because of Gregarious. Is that right?
No.
Oh.
I made that up on the fly.
Oh. Well, it was very Hitchhiker's Guide inspired, I think, right? Well, I mean, obviously, like the
maybe
Babel
it was Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes, that's what I was also thinking. Definitely that. No, you really believed me for a second. No, I was not.
It was Gary Goss, my assistant scoutmaster.
That's who Gary Goss?
My assistant scoutmaster. You don't know who that is.
There's a child at our door, and that always freaks me out when I don't know.
And they're new, of course. Anyway.
Summer stew.
Special leaf to communicate, which only seems to last about 10 minutes after you eat it.
No!
You knew that.
Eating leaves!
You knew that.
I forgot
don't
about
act
that.
Like that's a surprise. That's why I put it in the recap.
10 minutes. Ugh. All right.
The supreme forager has gone missing, who went to find three ingredients. Something that tastes of luck, something hairy, and badger meat. So, the group set off from the little settlement the umlauts have to ostensibly find this stuff to get their stew in good shape by the end of the day. For tonight is the new moon, and the stew needs to be ready.
Ooh, the new moon. It's the twilight
new
again.
Moon.
Vampires again.
Twilight,
bring it
new
on
moon.
Back. Wait, isn't it twilight? Is it new moon?
Twilight, new moon.
Twilight yeah.
Ones? Yeah.
That's
I don't
the one
like
where
twilight,
Gary
I'm
plays
sorry.
A big role.
No,
Gary, the new character, Gary. Hi, I'm Gary.
Gary Spike.
I'm a Cyclops, and now Bella likes me instead. I don't know. That's
Cyclops.
I hope that's the. I'm just making up another monster.
His name is Scott Summers.
Suzanne Summers.
Wow, new moon gets really complicated.
Suzanne
the bridge
Summers.
With Marvel. Yeah. Wow.
Do 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 do.
Come on, knock on my door.
Do 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 do.
Three's company. I love John Ritter so much. When I was little, I had such a crush on him, and it makes me sad that he's not.
I had a crush on Don Knotts.
I'm sure you did. I bet he did. I don't think that's a joke.
The Incredible Mr. Limpet? Anyone?
The Incredible Mr. Not Limpet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said every time I watched it. When it was on TNT.
I think Alex just quit. I don't see him anymore. Just kidding.
Really,
you can't. No, I'm just joking. Just from his reaction. He
well, now
like,
he knows what
pain.
His competition is. You got to be like Don Knotts, Alex. Your nose has got to be two or three times more bulbous.
Yes. And you got to work on this face.
I can't see you.
You can't see. You can't see them.
Got to do no. Big bug eyes and the wonky mouth. Like it was always the lip that was like, oh, oh. And his eyes seem to go all over the place. Oh, Don Knotts.
So that was my recap, guys.
That was awesome.
Oh, really?
So thorough.
Thanks. It's because I didn't spend time being a weirdo. I just wrote down the stuff that happened.
Oh. But and we then did the weirdo part for you.
Yeah, we took care of that.
I helped a little
we're
bit.
Good. I like that.
So
all
right. You find yourselves in a forest. If you recall, it's very thick canopy overhead. Mm. So it's very dark and shaded.
Oh wow, it's a dark forest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
There's not much underbrush though, so it's not hard to traverse the ground.
Okay.
It's very hillocky and hummocky, if you recall, yeah. With little mm-hmm. rivulets and streams and creeks running throughout.
Cool.
So there's always this sort of undertone, the sound of trickling water. Aww. You all have to pee all the time.
Oh no!
Roll to not pee.
Wait, yeah. Should we?
Gwen's just gonna pop a squat and just go.
Yeah.
Excuse it, guys.
I think Gwen is a trucker buddy. She just walks.
What's that thing called? It's like a she-ness or something.
Oh,
like it's
yeah.
a special cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's a like character a from He-Man. I'll get you, Sheenus!
Oh my goodness.
All right, first, okay, I have to say, because this just like went through my head and it made me like almost have a panic attack, but also it's great.
Okay.
The fact, have you guys looked at the wiki recently?
Oh,
that
yeah.
people have made.
I've just followed the chat.
The episode descriptions of the ones they've done
insane.
So far are insane. Yeah. They're like long. It takes longer to read them than it took to record them. It's crazy.
They're absolutely amazing and thorough.
They really are. So great.
We're getting our novelization. It's what I always dreamed of.
You should look at it. I'm just like now picturing like everything I'm saying. Like someone's going to talk about my He-Man joke and write it down on the internet.
Yeah.
I'll get you, She-Man. Eric did an impression, a terrible impression of Sheenus face. Sheenus. That's what it was. See.
And they're gonna mention how shrill my laugh is and how I need to stay away from the mic.
Me too. I
wanted to bring this up before we played. I have to bring it up now. I'm sorry. We haven't actually started yet, so I'm not derailing anything really. But
okay.
It was a very.
I thought we were done.
It was the most. It was the most recent review on iTunes.
Aww. Yeah.
There are two kinds of actual play D&D podcasts, the one that try to be polished dramas and the ones where players spend 20 minutes debating whether to open a door. Portray Dice is definitely the latter, which is just my cup of twig tea.
Aww.
What makes it stand out is the commitment of all the players have to staying true to their characters, even when the decisions may hurt their chances in the game. KT sets the example here, struggling against their own impulses as a nice person to really inhabit Will, but all the players choose character truth over min-maxing and strategy. This can sometimes be frustrating, but ultimately it makes for a better listening experience. It talks about how the tone changes at episode 10, becoming less grim and mean and more freewheeling fun. And here's what I wanted to mention specifically. It really finds its feet with the addition of Abby Rafina in episode 18. She brings balancing optimism, which brightens and softens the tone going forward. And then listening to the back call, it kept me sane through the selection season, and I recommend it.
Is this a bad episode for Rafina to go emo? Because that was kind of my plan for today.
No, it's perfect.
Oh my God.
Fuck you, Jeremy, with a 7 in there.
That was so kind. Oh,
that
my goodness.
That was really, really nice. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm amazed. You, everyone who listens to this and anyone who has ever sent a note or anything, written a silly poem.
Acknowledge the fact that you listened at all.
Nicholas
period.
Recently freaking wrote that amazing poem that I shared with everyone,
know.
Which was hilarious.
Alex, did you see it? You've got to see it,
it's
Alex, if you
so
didn't see it.
So funny. And
it was posted on Telegram in the last 6 months, so I don't know if you've seen it.
But like, I just thank you to everybody. I think that that is something that we often get to do, but like nobody else really gets to say anything. Like, it really is so nice to hear from people that say that they enjoy listening or that we've made them smile. That like means everything.
It really does.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Did I get the point of what you were saying there?
Yes.
I think I did.
I don't think anyone has laughed at Eric in 2 weeks because clearly he is in need of saying things to people laugh at.
That's probably true just because of how much of a bummer I have been because of how not well I've felt. That like he's probably insanely stressed out. So this is probably very good. We also need to play Jackbox or something else.
I know.
So that
know.
We can like not just go insane because that's mostly what we've just been wrapped up in. Is like that and work, so it's like,
of course,
you know, but now we get to play. We're in a forest. There's
we are
pee everywhere.
In a forest. There's pee everywhere.
Pee everywhere.
That's what all the rivulets are. Yeah. It was a drought before you guys got here.
Gwen sprinted forward and just peed her way through the forest. Wow.
I'm not throwing the diamond in that one. No.
But you've got to throw it in something.
Yeah. Gotta. Duh.
So. Yep. You're wandering through the woods.
Ugh, and we're
what does that
looking,
sound and look like? Yes, you're by
are
yourself.
Are we looking for a badger?
Yeah. Okay, guys. Does anyone know how to find a badger? And who wants to have an eye out for something hairy? And does anyone know what the heck tastes like luck? Because I know what a lot of things taste like.
Me too.
And I just don't know what luck tastes like.
Oh, what about an almond? That almond that I was given by a worm was very lucky because I needed it. So maybe we need to find more almonds that are given to us by worms. Should I ask?
Can you call worms?
Well, technically my worm calling has expired, but I could try again and see.
Guys, what does a badger look like?
Honey badger, don't care.
I don't know what that is either.
It looked like fat skunk.
Mo's got it right.
That's true.
Skunk. What's the skunks are those stinky things. All right. Super mean. I know what we're looking
really
for now.
Sharp teeth.
Oh,
sharp,
God.
Sharp teeth.
Wait a second. This isn't like a little cute thing that we got to go kill. We have to kill a mean.
Oh, no.
Right, no,
that's
they're mean.
Fun. Are they something that, like, you guys can just kill while I stand somewhere else and
do we actually have to kill it, or can we just, like, I mean, what is defined by meat? Like, could we use toenail clippings and that would fall under the category
of
meat?
When I think of meat, I think of the nice, sinewy, muscly, delicious parts of the animal.
Well, can we find a predeceased badger so we don't have to slaughter anything? I do enough killing in this world as it is.
Well, I'll go ahead. I'll kill it. That's fine. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I don't want them to put some decaying corpse in their stew.
All right.
Maybe we can go find a wagon path and just hang out there until it runs over a badger.
That's the rest of our lives right there.
Well, Rufina and Will, would you guys prefer to find...
The sun goes down, the sun comes up.
No, would you guys prefer to find something hairy then? It doesn't sound like, you know, maybe you could find a hairy berry or something like that.
I don't know.
A hairy guy named Barry? I knew one of those back at Tivoli. He's not here, though.
Okay, well, can we just use some hair? I have hair on my head.
Ugh. Well, I mean, in their stew? Also, in
badgers
their stew.
Are hairy.
Well, badgers are hairy. That's a very good point. High five, Mo.
Wham! He says ow! That. He says that as he does it.
He says wham.
Uh-huh.
Wham!
And Rufina says ow. But we're good.
All right.
I pick myself up, dust myself up.
The only thing that stumps me is the something that tastes like luck. So I'm a bit perplexed and I'm in a bit of a pickle because I just don't know what the heck they could be looking for.
Is this what people who live in the woods do? They just wander through the woods and find shit to eat? Is this really what life is like for people like this?
Yes.
This is terrible, okay? I don't understand how we're going to find any of this stuff. I just see green stuff and rocks and lots of water. This is impossible.
It's called foraging, and you can actually find a lot of good stuff to eat when you go out and forage. I mean, that's how, you know, we fed my clan back in the day, is just to go out and forage and find the stuff. You find the good, you know, you start to learn what things you can't eat, what things you probably shouldn't eat because it's going to hurt you. You can only eat it once. And, you know, just, you know, that's just, everything doesn't come like... from a store, Will.
That's right, Will.
Why not? And you know what? I feel really bad for all of you guys because having things come from a store is...
Guess where the things in the store come from? The forest!
Gross!
Now you can't have anything.
No, it's true. Jeez. All right. I mean, like, what do? I kick over a rock. I just, like, kick it.
Give me a strength check.
Is this foraging? All right. Strength. I'm not going to be able to lift this rock, am I? My strength is terrible. Boop. Did it come?
It happened. All right. That's a 4 minus 1, so that's a 3. That rock is wedged down into the ground. You kind of, you kick your toe against it.
Ow! I don't know how to forage, you guys.
Well, it's okay. Because... you know, it's always a good time to learn something new. I mean, I know I've foraged a lot in my day. It sounds like, well, Mo knows how to hunt. He knows where to find badgers. And Rufina, I'm assuming you've foraged twigs and such in your day as well.
I don't call it foraging. I just call it my day.
Okay, well, but yeah, it's foraging. And Bathwack, I guess, I don't know, like, did your clan buy stuff in the store, or did you have designated people who cooked and collected food and everything?
And luck, because we need something that tastes like luck. Don't forget that.
Yes, luck. I just don't, that, I know a lot of ingredients, but I just don't know what tastes like luck. But anywho, yeah. Okay. So Will, you can kind of learn.
yeah, sure. I'll get my notebook out and I take a piece of paper out and start pretending to write in a really sarcastic way. I'm like, oh, okay. Kick over rocks, look for dumb shit in the woods. Do I have the notes right so far? I'm so grumpy.
Mr. Grumpy, you can just follow me. And yeah, take a few notes if you'd like. So when you want to go forward yourself someday, you know, you certainly can.
I love Gwen so much. So happy anyway. Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. I don't know what else to do. I'm following along. Are we supposed to roll for something?
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know what anybody's actually doing. Roll for writing fake notes.
Yeah. Gwen's going to start walking to look for, she knows what a badger looks like, so she's going to try to find the thing that she recognizes.
Okay. I love first. Just running through the woods looking for
a badger. So we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We don't know what's around at all. Except there's forest everywhere, right? Like, as far as we look.
As far as you can tell.
And we're just going to walk off into the forest.
Well, yes.
Gwen is.
We're going to, like, leave breadcrumbs behind us, and the badger's going to eat them. And yeah. Then we'll catch the badger, and then we'll be lost.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sounds like a plan. Are we with any umlauts, or did they go a different direction?
No, you are umlautless.
Wow.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Well, Mo, I'm kind of hoping that Mo might be a good rain. I mean, Mo, what's your D&D title, Mo? You live in the forest. You're probably a ranger. I don't know.
A what?
I know, exactly. Never mind. That was too meta. Mo, you've
is that
lived
like
in the
from
woods
a
forever.
Town or is that from Tivoli?
A ranger?
I don't know. You said D&D.
Oh yeah, yes, it's a club.
It's a club.
Oh, like you hit badger
you
with?
You don't know. Yes.
You have club?
Yeah, I do have one of
it's
those.
It's called Dicks and Dicks.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Anyway, Mo.
Yeah.
You said you know what a badger looks like. Why don't you find a badger? I just make a gesture like this. Go find a badger.
Like I go find one?
I mean, lead us. We don't know what we're doing. Are any of you hunters?
Speak for yourself, Will.
Oh, God. Ugh. Okay. I don't know why I'm here. I should just go wait with the whatever those guys are. Because I don't want... Oh, yeah. But then I would probably have to keep eating this leaf every few minutes. And that's terrible as well.
Okay.
I don't even know, like, what sort of skills nature?
Yeah.
Nature? Probably good.
Survival?
Maybe. Perception at very basic
Mo,
level.
Where do badgers live? Like near a river?
In ground.
In the ground.
They make burrows.
Oh, in a hole. So we're looking for a hole, everyone. Go look for holes.
And Rafina falls in a hole. I found one!
What's in the hole? Roll for what's in the hole. Oh.
I think I found some luck.
Roll for what's in the hole sounds like a dirty adult game that you can use as a stocking stuffer.
Roll for what's in the hole. It just comes with a set of two plush dice. All right, so anybody who's actually trying to do something.
But what? She fell in a hole. What
did she?
I fell in a hole, but also I'm lucky because I'm a halfling. Mm-hmm. So I actually do. I am a source of luck.
There you go.
So you better
all
be right, careful.
You guys find something. You found something that tastes of luck.
Oh, God. No.
Rafini, can I taste you, please?
No.
A dinosaur is staring at you, licking her lips.
I'd like to know what luck tastes.
Well, let's try it in the stew first and make sure it truly is what luck tastes like.
Does
like
luck
it,
bleed?
I don't know what that means. Ew.
Rafina's putting on her swim goggles and her nose plugs.
Oh, yep. I could put some twig tea in the stew. Because that is quintessential me, guys, and I am lucky.
Everybody's shaking their head.
I thought the stew was bad the way it looked already. I don't know about this, Rafina.
When you put two negative things together, they make a positive.
Okay.
Well,
You all literally just appeared for a second. There was no voice. And I was like, what just happened?
And we wanted to like hurt Rafina's feelings. It sounded like she was admitting that her tea is bad.
Aww.
No,
that's so sad. No,
everybody just hides behind a tree.
Yeah.
But Rafina's alone in a hole. Will feels about it. Alone in the hole. It's really just a tiny hole. So basically my ankle is just in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was in it?
Her foot.
Any badgers? Hello?
A chipmunk? A worm?
No badgers.
A leaf?
A worm with an acorn? With an acorn.
There's a pine needle in it.
A pine needle.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
All right. So anybody's looking for something, give me either perception or nature checks.
I'll do perception because I think I'm just standing there looking around. I don't know.
Can
out of my element.
Ooh!
And I think one would also be kind of looking around to see.
Nice.
I didn't see anything. Oh, I rolled a natural 20.
I can't see these results on my screen.
Really?
Uh-oh. I need to refresh this. Hold on one second. Yeah, but I need to be able to see that.
Those are good oh, except for Alex Moss.
Alex yeah. Moss.
So Abby got a 23. I Ooh. Got a 21 mm-hmm. with a natural 20.
Natural.
Alex mm-hmm. got a 4 and Denise got a 13.
Okay. All right, so what was Rafina looking for? Something.
I was looking for something lucky.
Okay. All right, so with the 23, and what was Will looking for?
Oh, I had just...
A way out.
Well, yeah, I know, I had just said
a
that.
A noose.
So like, so, like, I had pictured literally, you know, like, everyone's, like, earnestly trying to look around, and Will's just standing there after that whole discussion, just generally looking around the forest. So I don't even know what I'm looking for. That I had just said that, so I don't want to cheat and say I'm looking for something specific.
I said anybody who is looking for something rolls, and you rolled, so I'm assuming you were looking for something.
I'm looking around at mm-hmm. the woods for yeah. ingredients, but okay. I guess I wasn't specific.
Or a Starbucks.
Or a Starbucks, yeah.
Okay. Rafina and Will
okay.
both see in the distance, sort of away from the, sort of in the direction you've been traveling, it looks like the woods kind of open up. There's more sunlight. Mm. Maybe it's like a clearing or a meadow or something. It's hard to say from this distance.
Okay.
And Will, with your natural 20, you feel like you can even see, looks like, and it's weird because... I don't know if he would find it weird.
Okay.
But you see what looks like the hint of like a rainbow.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
In that sort of sunlit area.
Oh my
area.
God, are we going to find a leprechaun? Yes.
I wonder if we're going to find a unicorn.
Ooh, a unicorn. Ooh. All right. We're going to have to kill the unicorn, guys. Now we're all going to be Voldemort. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a unicorn badger. The badger with one horn.
Don't take me being Voldemort away from me, Denise. No, I'm just kidding. Don't want to
be. The unicorn's going to be Moot Dreamer.
It's probably a depraved god. But let's go see. Guys, there's a rainbow.
You didn't see that, Rafina. You just saw the clearing. Will saw the rainbow.
No, really? I thought you said I saw it too. I'm sorry. I clearly wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Never mind.
That was a natural 20 result. Rainbow.
Oh, I think I see
a
rainbow.
That makes sense.
All right. You
see a rainbow.
Has Will seen a rainbow? Look, is that a rainbow?
It's like what you see in puddles on the street.
It's like one of those things in the oily puddles on the street. Uh-huh. We don't have vehicles in my city, but anyway.
Still oily.
It's oily puddles. Look, it's like an
Wait,
oily
did you
puddle.
Say that?
Yeah.
The moment you say rainbow, Gwen's eyes are just going to light up and she's just going to like beeline over to where you pointed that
she's
there's
foraging,
a rainbow.
She's foraging. Let's chase her.
After the All right. The Gwen.
I just pictured like trees okay. getting knocked over on the way to the rainbow.
There's yeah, like in Jurassic Park.
No, there's Gwen-shaped holes in them.
And in her wake are badgers flying out of the brush everywhere.
Oh my god! That's
Waves
amazing.
Of them flying into the air. All right.
Is the forest dark enough for me to grab the ends of my cloak and? Fly like
yep.
a bat. It is
mm-hmm.
all right.
Under
I'm
this canopy, yeah.
I'm
you don't
do
think
that.
It will be at in that clearing you saw.
Right. I'm gonna go until I'm just taking up so that if something comes and kills us, I'm not on the ground and I can just leave. I'm just kidding. I just want to, you know, Will wants to be above so he doesn't get hurt.
Okay. Give me a dexterity check to avoid branches and things.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not used to flying while holding a cloak.
Just dexterity?
Not a saving throw.
Oh, shoot.
Every single one of you.
Well, because it was like a great in a different place. Oh, man.
Both of them were very good.
20 and a 22.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, I'm the zippiest. It wasn't a hard zippy check. Guy.
It was like a 10 DC. You would have been fine.
All right. Well, I don't know what reaction I'm supposed to have right now. You sound disappointed that I didn't fly into a tree.
Of course, we all are.
Fly into a tree.
All right. So Will is able to get there a little bit faster than most of you, because flying, you get a speed of 40 feet with your cloak at the
back.
But
I don't have to go 40 feet, right?
No.
I was not trying to beat everybody.
You're just like creeping in midair. Just like.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah. So, but eventually you're all able to get to this sunlit area. And it is, in fact, it's like a large clearing or a small meadow. Hmm. The sun is beaming down. It's beautiful. And it's just this small field of like low green, very bright green vegetation. Hmm. It's all sort of one uniform thing. It's kind of weird. It's not like different plants. It's one specific type of plant, which that's odd.
Yeah.
And you immediately look down and this looks like this field Grabby is triangle. Full of four-leaf clovers.
Oh, I thought it was Grabby Triangle. Four-leaf clovers. Well, nothing here. Will turns away.
Well, wait. Four-leaf clovers are lucky, right?
I mean, aren't they poisonous?
No. But I've never seen a field of them. Usually see a bunch of three-leafers and then maybe a four if you're lucky. But this is all four.
I guess we're really lucky.
This seems incredibly suspicious, you guys. Come on. We've been walking for, 2 minutes? And now there's just a whole field of what we need? It's been 7 hours. And there's just a whole field of what we need. We haven't even found their forager yet. Is this like some kind of weird... And Will's brain breaks because he wouldn't think that creatures like this could like set up some kind of like... confidence trick or something. He's just like, what is this scam in the forest? And he just stands there like,
it's a pyramid scheme, Will.
Whoa.
So the rainbow is there, though?
I guess you don't just see in a case rainbow right now.
Okay.
I'm going to start gathering up some four-leaf clovers, like picking them up off the ground.
All right.
I'm going to try to get them kind of in handfuls and then put them in some corner of my bag.
Got it. So you start picking the four-leaf clovers, and you notice something odd immediately. As soon as you pick a four-leaf clover and you look at it, it's a three-leaf clover.
Oh!
Oh. What the heck? I'm gonna tap Rafina on the shoulder and say, look at this. And I'm gonna pick a four-leaf clover and show it to her.
Same thing.
What did you do with the fourth clover leaf?
Didn't you see that? Look on the ground. I'm gonna pick another one.
Bam.
Stop murdering them!
You know, pick it. What? Oh.
Stop murdering them.
Rafina, they're changing.
Like it didn't just fall off?
I don't think so.
All right, cancel that. This is no longer lucky.
Wait.
Did you see that, Gwen?
Wait, what?
I pick one. I'm sorry, Clover.
Clover! You like pick a Where is it? Here it is.
Oh, you were right on tune. That was amazing.
I've played it too many times.
What a good ear you have.
Oh my gosh.
You've heard it twice as much as we have.
And it's Cloven in the middle of the...
Yep, there he is.
It's amongst all the clovers.
It never progresses. It's just... Oh,
poor Abby.
What is the point?
Oh, my God.
Let's fade this out.
What if you dig up the thing? Like, what if it can't be removed from the soil and it has to be in the soil? Like, can you, like, dig up a clump? Do they all change?
All right, I'll try. I'll try to dig up a patch of soil with my sword. Do I have a shovel?
I don't know. Do you? I don't think anybody does.
I don't. No, I don't know.
I think Will has
a shovel.
You're
just going to abuse your magical weapon.
No, I'll just use my hand.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. And she pulls out her shovel attachment on her claw. little trowel.
Pop your hand. Yeah, Inspector Gadget style.
So yeah, she grabs like a clump of dirt with like the clovers in it.
And as soon as you separate it from the ground, it looks like all of the four-leaf clovers are now three-leaf clovers instantly.
Well, poop, guys.
Oh, no. Maybe we need to make the stew right on the ground here. Do you think we can convince them to do that?
Is there anything else in this field? It's just the clovers?
Give me your perception.
Like nothing
check.
Else can. Okay. Oh, perception.
I'd like to look around too in case I can find any that maybe have five instead of four.
Yeah. Then if one falls off, it won't matter.
Gwen gives us a standard Gwen perception check.
Yes.
Total of four. No.
And Gwen's suddenly like, where am I?
Who are you people?
Gwen tries to be really cool. She puts on like these really dark shades anytime she tries to look for things. Miami or CSI Miami style.
Yeah. I'm like Horatio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horatio Sands.
Yes, it was.
Horatio Hornblower.
I wasn't gonna say that.
Yeah. That was for you, Abby.
Yeah.
Gary Hornblower. My assistant scoutmaster.
Dan Summers Hornblower.
All right. Rafina got a 16. And Rafina, across the meadow, the other end of the meadow where the woods start up again, you see leaning against a tree a small figure with their arms crossed looking at you.
Oh, guys, there's a small figure over there. See, its arms are crossed.
And you,
let's approach quietly.
I see nothing.
Really?
Take off your sunglasses, Gwen. I love the fashion choice, but now is not the time.
Oh, wait, let me open my eyes. Maybe I can see something if I open my eyes.
She's always seen people squinting at things, but she just thought they have their eyes closed.
Poor Gwen.
Rafina, as soon as you say there's someone across the meadow looking at us or whatever you said, they uncross their arms and they wave jauntily at you.
Oh.
And you all can
see. They're
waving. At this point. They're not invisible or anything.
What do they look like?
They're small, probably about the same height as Rafina. They have what looks like some sort of a green suit on and a bright red hair.
Oh my God.
Okay. I can't imagine what this is.
Rafina, do you know that person?
No. Though they do look related to me, don't they?
Racist.
Jeez.
Looking for something lucky, are ya?
Oh, no.
It's Esmeralda.
Can't get much luckier than me.
Yeah, that's true, but how did you know that's what we were looking for?
Killed Nick, you bastard.
Badrack is running. Badgers flying left and right.
Oh my God. I love that idea. That's so absurd. Oh my God. So great.
Where are all the badgers, guys?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Did we say anything? Wait, what happened? He said you're looking for something lucky.
I asked how he knew or they knew.
I know lots of things.
Who? What are you doing in the middle of the woods?
I don't know what you're doing in the middle of the woods.
I wish I wasn't here. What about you?
Oh, it's kind of nice out here.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, you guys? We gotta get out of here. He's obviously evil.
Yeah, so we're looking for something lucky. Is that something you could maybe help us with?
Maybe.
Could I offer you a sticky brick for your help?
How about you come along?
What?
Where?
Come along where?
This way.
And they run off into the woods.
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have a sack, Gwen? Maybe that guy's lucky.
He
just said he was.
He might fit in my bag. I mean, yeah, I mean.
I can carry him.
What, guys, why would a lucky man be standing in the middle of a woods asking for us to put him in some soup? This is very suspicious.
Well, why would there be umlauts asking for us to help them find stuff to put in a soup?
I don't know. My life is a nightmare.
Will's like, I'm in a story.
Well, I don't know, guys. I want to follow him. I mean, that's lucky. And yeah.
How do we find our way back?
I know how to get back.
Are you 1,000,000% sure about that, Mo?
I do not know numbers, but yes.
Oh, Mo! Are you a big, big lot sure?
He says, yes, and flexes his muscles.
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
Yes.
You gotta get you some more clothes, Mo. All right, let's go.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Walk around the clovers? What if we step on them and it's a trap? Walk around.
I've already walked on them and it seems okay.
Oh no, you did?
Well, yeah, to pick them up.
I have.
You look
to
at
start
Gwen and she's just a clover. Just like walking, no! Waving back and forth. It's fine, guys. That's not true.
Don't pick her.
Don't murder her.
Okay, I walk around, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is everybody heading around? Not treading on the clover? Don't tread
Gwen's
on clover.
Gwen's a little more trusting, unfortunately.
So you're just heading across?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Gwen gets there much faster than
the rest of you. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to say. The rest of you look like idiots.
She's like, I don't know what you guys are doing. What kind of foragers are you?
And you get to the other side of the clearing, and it's pretty clear to you the path that this creature took, because there's the strewn just on the forest floor clovers.
Oh,
what?
Where he
say
walks,
that again?
There are clovers.
Oh, neat.
So yeah. You can follow his path because where he
Yeah, they're like
there
little like
clovers.
Foot like outlines
yeah.
of like feet with clovers
oh,
growing there.
Oh my gosh. Aww.
That's very cute.
Okay.
You guys, this is so delightful. Let's follow. Let's see. You guys good with that?
Nope, but I'm going anyway, I guess.
Yahoo!
You can stay behind me, Will. You can catch my pee as it drips down.
Oh, her trucker buddy's full.
I fly up into the sky. Wait, is it dark again?
Yeah.
I'm using my cloak again.
Okay.
I'm going to try to follow him visually.
Okay.
I crash into a tree. Yes.
So who is Gwen in the lead? Sounds like.
I guess.
Gwen's winning. Yep.
She got there faster than everyone else because she just took the most direct route.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's true. All right. So you guys take off into the woods following these clover footprints. And you don't see the creature up ahead, but these footsteps still continue on. So there's a very clear path to follow. Don't have to stop and hunt around. You can pretty much make a path through the woods. And then I need Gwen to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. Okay. Please roll well. Oh!
There
21.
It is. Okay. Gwen, you are charging through the woods after this creature. And then all of a sudden, beneath you, the ground seems to just disappear.
Oh, no.
And you find yourself plummeting downwards. But with a 21 dexterity save, you're able to dig your Swiss Army claws into the edge of the ground in front of you as you sort of slam into it. Like you're running pretty quickly, but it's like you fall into nothing and then poof, and then you grab on and you're clutching on to the ground and and you look below and you're sort of dangling over a pit that's like maybe like 15 feet deep.
Oh, what a jerk.
Watch your step, guys.
I'll fly down and
can
try
I get
help
a little help
out.
Here
yeah I'll fly down
yeah
and
I'm
try
gonna
to
run
help
over
her.
And try to haul her up out of the pit.
Okay.
I can get there first.
Yeah, you
How
guys.
How wide is it?
It's like maybe like it's round, but it's maybe like a 5 foot diameter hole.
Okay.
In the ground, it's rough. It's not like a perfect circle or anything like that. But
and there's no sign of little leprosy man.
Just the footprints, leprosy which continue man. Kind of straight over the pit.
Hey, you fucker! Trying to kill us. Oh, you little jerk. You messed with entirely the wrong group. You have no idea. We have one unethical person, two terrifying dragonborns, and one lady that I can never predict. Watch out. Oh, and also this lizard. This lizard guy, he's also fucking strong. You are an idiot. You have no idea what's going on.
Maybe you need to figure out who's who.
What? No, I know exactly who those people are that I just described.
Okay, lizard man.
What? Oh, are you Mo?
No.
Wait, you called me lizard man. Okay. I thought you, for some reason, I thought you did a lizard man or Mo's voice.
They're very similar.
I need to uncover my ear because I can't hear you.
Mo is part Vistani.
Oh, yep. I'm lizard man. That's my name. Come and let me kill you. Where are you?
And yeah, so you're able to pull Gwen out of this pit, and now that she broke whatever illusion there is, you can just look down in it. It's not obscured at this point, and just looks like it goes straight down, like I said, about 15 feet or so, and at the bottom, there's like a pinwheel design of like, it's like a rainbow color, like there's like different, like a circle, like a pie chart,
mm-hmm.
with like individual sections, red, orange, yellow, mm-hmm. green, blue, indigo, violet.
Is the side of the pit dirt?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. What does that look like down there? Somebody go down there. I guess it's going to be me. But what is that? Because like that you said, if it's colorful, it's mm-hmm. not colored dirt. It looks...
You can't tell from up here. You're not sure. It looks too vibrant to be right. just like dirt with
is
pigment in it.
Is it exuding light or is it
It's not lit, no. It's dark down there. But you can tell that there's the colors.
All right. Should we look at that thing? That's weird, right?
Oh, it's pretty.
It's weird. It's at the bottom of a pit. I need to go look, probably, right? Mm-hmm.
So is the little dude, like, standing there still?
You don't,
like, can we
you don't okay. see the dude.
Okay.
I mean, oh, no. Never mind. I was going to offer to send my little my eyeball thingy down into the hole. But I'm not sure what length I have on it.
How long is your optic nerve? It's a question all of our listeners have been asking for years. Finally, we'll be able to fill in that slot on the wiki. Optic nerve length. What's that called? I don't
arcane
remember.
Eye.
Arcane eye. Let's see. Arcane eye. 30
arcane
feet.
Eye. Oh, for reals? Uh-huh. It actually says that? Okay.
You can move the eye up to 30 feet. It doesn't actually have an optic nerve, though yours probably does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't
Zany,
just look.
Meaty, fleshy.
Oh, that's so disgusting. And look, that's look at her scary really... eye. You better watch out, green man.
He's not paying any attention. Do you want me to send the eye down?
I mean, we should look at this, right? That's weird. What is he doing? Is he... Oh, what is this little fucker doing?
Or do you want to just fly down there, Will?
I mean, I said that, but then you said send the eye, which is not my whole body, down into a pit. It sounds better.
Yeah. Or maybe you could fly someone else who wants to go down. Here, Bathwack, you do it.
Yeah, Bathwack, I'm going to push you down this pit. Just kidding.
Well, I mean, does it look like this? Could you climb down the sides or is it pretty like...
It'd be very tough.
Will looks down
steep?
Like, okay. It could
theoretically,
you
could
sides?
Try, but it's not an easy climb down.
Yeah, and theoretically, I have bad rolls typically, so...
It's not a perception roll.
How long is the immovable rod?
Oh, it's like a foot long, I think.
Yeah, something like that. It's 15 feet long.
No, I was going to say we could put it across the hole if it was like 5 or 6 feet and then, you know, put a rope on it.
Well, you could do that regardless because it's an immovable rod.
Yeah.
No, anything else won't work.
Oh, okay.
No, you're right. Absolutely right.
Rafina's like duct taping sticks to the ends of it.
I mean, I could probably pretty quickly get down and up.
Will, before you go down, hold on a second. And Gwen's going to pick up a rock and just like throw it down.
Ooh.
Mm. Okay.
All right. And see what happens when it hits the bottom.
You throw the rock down and were you just like looking down to see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, God. Wow, you guys. I think we're about to get murdered.
Okay.
Oh, no, another bad
12.
A 12. Oh, no. So you're looking down terrible. Into the pit as you drop the rock down, and it drops down the
ricochets.
Pit and hits the bottom and bounces right back up. And you're able to get out of the way just in time to avoid being smacked right in the face. You do take 4 points of bludgeoning damage as it glances the side of your head.
Ow, that, you guys.
What would that have done to you if you felt, like, would we just get launched up into the sky? Where'd the rock go? I look up, is it?
It popped out and just, like, kind of landed right on the side of the pit.
Oh, so you
look up and
out.
It hits you in the face.
Where did the rock go?
Yes.
That's great.
Did the bottom ripple? Is it like a trampoline?
It did.
No, Gwen's gonna rage.
Uh oh.
No.
Everybody runs. Everybody jumps in the pit.
Oh, it's so great. Gwen rages right into the pit and is like bouncing up and down while raging. 15 feet up and down. Oh my gosh. I want to see that in action.
Three bounces, your rage has to end. You just start laughing.
Yep.
Well, you guys, it doesn't look like this was anything like that was going to harm us. Well, I mean, that rock hurt, but I mean, it looks like if we fell in and we'd probably just bounce right out. This seems more like a silly trap to me.
How deep is it?
About 15 feet or so.
15. I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
Ah, Bathwack!
Give me
Gwen's not going to lean over it.
Give me a dexterity saving throw, Bathwack. Okay, a 12. Oh, no. All right, so you plummet down into the pit.
Oh, no.
And you all hear a pretty nasty sound as Bathwack just thuds into the bottom of the pit and takes 7 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Bathwack.
What the heck?
That
Wait,
hurt.
Didn't I land on the thing?
Yeah, you definitely did.
I bet it was worn out. I bet it was like a one-shot deal.
Oh, all right.
Also, I turned it off before you jumped down.
That didn't work.
It was a switch.
Yeah. Oh, no. Bathwack. You guys,
look out.
He's
I'm
going to
throw a rock in after you.
Oh, you got to water. You got to fill it with water. Displace him. And also, just let him drown down. Oh, shit. We can't drown anymore, guys. What do? We just got to leave him there. He's too big to pull
Does
out.
Does anybody even need lava?
You're too heavy, Bathwack. You're too heavy. I'm not even going to try. You're just
I think
too
we
heavy.
Should.
It's only 15 feet. I'll
water.
Try to climb out.
Then he'll float to the top.
I'm going to climb out the other side before they kill me.
Will is definitely saying these things out loud in a sarcastic manner. But as Bathwack starts climbing the walls, he's like, oh, no. Sometimes I take the jokes and I should have just shoved them back inside my mouth and not said those jokes because he's going to go up here and kill me.
Give me an athletics check,
nope.
Bathwack.
I'm going up the other side if I can.
Okay. Yep, it takes a little time, but yeah, it's a soft earthen wall. You're able to find handholds and footholds to pull yourself up with your muscles.
All right. So, I mean, everyone else can just go around, right?
It's like a 5-foot diameter hole. Yeah.
There's nowhere else to walk in this forest, you guys. We gotta go home.
You can walk over it.
Gwen's not walking around. She's just gonna walk right through and... No, she's walking around this time.
I'm gonna grab my cloak again and start flying again. You're gonna have a booby trap in the sky and it's only gonna affect me, I bet.
Booby trap. This is a children's show.
I didn't know that.
Booby traps.
Oops. Sorry, children.
We said the word booby.
That's the worst of it.
Okay.
Did Bathwack get out?
He did. He climbed out.
Did he get out? Okay. I think we should just walk away.
That was
and
10
not
minutes later.
Yeah.
Rafina. Did Bathwack get out?
I seriously did want to try throwing a rock in again and see if it bounces out again.
All right, cool. You throw a rock down. Are you looking down carefully, studying it like Gwen was?
I want to see if it bounces in front of my face. Like
okay. So you drop it down and then step back so your face isn't over the hole. Yep.
Yeah.
So you drop the rock in. And it bounces out and lands on the side of the pit next to you.
Oh, bad little man. You are about to get killed.
Act like you might be too heavy.
Heavy?
That's mean.
Take Should it easy I try? On the fish tacos.
No, Mo, don't jump in the pit, Mo. No.
Let's try something heavier. Throw my sword down there.
I thought he was going to throw me down there. Let's try
Let's put Will down there.
Will's definitely not heavier.
And are there the footprints with the clovers? Are they still going after the hole then?
Well, they're continuing past the hole. Yes, they are.
All right. Well, guys, I'm going to continue following this, and I guess I'm going to be a little bit more careful.
Gwen moves like 5 feet an hour.
she forgets in 5 minutes and just...
You think the forest is full of this kind of stuff, or is this the only thing in the forest? We have to follow him to get all these things that you forage for. Oh, God. This thing is just going to keep laughing at us.
Wait, you guys, I have an idea. I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
Oh.
And everything's probably going to light up, but I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
Okay. Do it.
Okay. Are you still at the pit, or are you going?
I went around the pit and just, like, I'm casting Detect Magic, like, on where I'm seeing the footprints, like, that way.
Okay. The footprints are glowing, and then not much else of note, but that lasts for up to 10 minutes, so... That'll continue. So yeah, Gwen's got Detect Magic up, so that'll help. That would definitely like illuminate. Like if you would have had that up, you would have known that the top of that pit probably would have been glowing. Mm. You would assume anyway. So yeah, Gwen is
Deathwack.
Heading onwards.
Do you need healing?
I'm all right. Actually, I have those temporary hit points from Gwen, but I'm fine. I feel great.
You didn't even feel it.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Those are fake ankles you broke.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they come right off.
Like, I'm not dead.
Will is flying, right? But he is starting to realize, like, this is just probably going to go bad. We should probably set up a trap for this thing to come to us. And so he's going to message that to Rafina right now first and say... What if this thing just keeps doing this? What, can we set our own trap or something instead of killing ourselves in pits and possibly worse situations? We should think about that.
Very clever, Will. I text back. What should we do for a trap? Do you want to change into something or something?
I could.
I think he'll see right through it, but...
You might be right because he's doing these illusory things, but we've got to have something that we could do. I mean, like, I'm in the middle of the forest. This is not my element, so I'm trying to
change into the bartender from Norton.
I know. Hello. Well, that's it. That's the whole idea.
Can we get him into the river? Because now we don't have to breathe underwater.
How have we seen any deep river? Like, this,
I have to breathe. I can't breathe underwater.
Oh, that's true.
Hmm. Oh, I forgot. Right,
but it's a sacrifice we're willing to make. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I guess Will just says, I'll start thinking about something, but keep an eye out because this guy is just, this is his place. We're in his house now, and he is about to kill us all, probably.
Right. I think he's mischievous. I don't think he's going to kill us.
Well, he definitely let rocks bounce out of the pit and wanted Bathwack to just stay in the bottom of a pit. So that might be.
But maybe he knew that Bathwack could climb out.
You just see the good in people all the time.
Well. To be fair, I mean, he is a jerk. So, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, okay, good. As long as you see that, good. Just be aware.
What about a net, Will?
A net. I don't have a net. I feel like Bathwack would have a net.
Running? Oh, you're right.
And she just drops the call. Oh, you're right. You're useless. I'm going to talk to Bathwack.
Drops the call.
Yeah, it's a call.
Hangs up.
Same text. Hangs up.
I think all the time Eric said, new brain, who dis?
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Well, we're still in the brain. Can you fly?
We're still in the brain world.
Can you fly faster than he's moving?
You want me to go by myself and encounter this magical creature in the middle of a forest? You think a lot of me. All right. How fast do I think? I mean, I'm like I said, I was flying kind of with the group.
It's hard to say. I mean, you haven't really seen this individual moving.
I'm curious. So if it's dark and I'm under a canopy, can I even see his footprints from this far?
I don't know how high you're flying.
I mean, I'm flying above everybody, like probably
70 feet.
No, more like
above the trees.
33. Yes. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, you fell and die.
Okay, cool. yeah, I was picturing myself pretty high to see what I could, but like basically, I'm trying to adjust my height.
You'd probably
be
able to answer that. I mean, picture it.
What I'm asking is, how high can I fly while still kind of following the trail with them, or trying to keep an eye out for things in the front? But I, like, assuming if I fly too high, there's too many.
It's not like a rainforest. Like, you.
So there's branches all over the place.
The higher you go, the denser
the canopy. So I can only be like a few feet above their heads then.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I could try to fly a little bit forward and see if what I can see. Sure. Because then I'll also try to see if there's traps or something else if I can see it.
So you're going to fly ahead of Gwen?
Yeah, I'll fly a little bit ahead of Gwen. Oh, God. Will's in the front. Oh, God. Look at Eric's been waiting for this forever. That's terrifying. I fly behind everybody.
You turn around, they're all gone.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.